We're on Lamed Beis Ma Beis towards the bottom. Today's daf is Lamed Gimel. We are discussing the Mishnah had said yesterday that your Eruv has to be in the same place, same Rishus, as you are at Bein HaShemashes and Erev Shabbos. At the moment of your Kinyan Shvisa, that your Konad, that Makom, to be your center of Shvisa on Shabbos, and therefore you can go 2,000 Amos from either side of the of that Erev, it has to be in the same Rishus as you are. So the Mishnah said, if you put it above 10 Tvachim, it's not a good Erev, because above 10 Tvachim is a... Well, we'll talk about how wide the area is, but it potentially could be a Rishus HaYachid. And if it's potentially a Rishus HaYachid, and you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, and you have in mind to be Kona Shvisa in Rishus HaRabim, so then it would take a Nisid HaRaisa for you to get that Erev at the moment of Bein HaShemashes, and therefore it would not be a good Erev. But if it's Lamadam Yisar Tzvachim in the tree, says the Mishnah, Eruv HaErev, then it would be a good Erev, because then it is not in a Rishus HaYachid. Rashi had pointed out yesterday, based on the Gemara. Rashi explained in the Gemara that what it means under 10, between 3 and 9, is potentially a Carmelis. So isn't that still an Issa Drabanan? Oh, we said that's okay, because this Mishnah is assuming like Shita's Rebbe, who says that, anything that's Asur Midrabanan, Asur Mishub Gzeira, during Bein HaShemashes, is not Asur. We spoke about that a little bit at the end of the year yesterday. What about two Drabanans? What about two Drabanans at the same time? So there might be Chilukim within Drabanans. But continuing that Gemara now, I think we're up to Itmar Nami. Itmar Nami, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Itmar Nami, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. What's the case of the Mishnah that we're talking about, that if it's above 10, it's Asur? If Gavoa Asar Baruch Amar Bo, we're talking about a case where it is 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, so therefore, up in the air, it is its own Rishus. We said, we mentioned many times that 4 Tvachim is a significant area for its own Rishus. And that's so the Erev is in Rishus HaYachid, but it's Kavan Lishmas Lamata, and you have Kavanah to be Shoveis Lamata. Rebihi, Domar Kaldavar Shum, Mishum Shmuz Lagaz Rolabin Ashmashas. As we said yesterday, therefore, that would be an Issa Daraisa. If it's other 10 Tvachim, then it would be a Carmel, so therefore it would be Motor to take from it. And also, getting it from the tree anyway, it's a Shtamshus B'ilon, it's using the tree, which we'll talk a little bit more later. That also would be Drabana, but again, that's allowed at the moment of a Bein HaShemashes, it'll be Mutter. Masha'enkit, if it was above 10 Tzvachim, as the Mishnah says, even Rebbe would agree that Erev is not workable, because it is not within your same Rishus. Fine. Amar Rav. Now Rav has the following Chiddush. The Rashba points out here that the following Chiddush is just in terms of Hilchas Erev Tchumen, that there's a Kula, how we view certain areas. Amar Rava. Lo Shanu, when do you say that all the dinim of the Mishnah exist? That if it's above 10 Tfachim, it would be Asur, it wouldn't be a good Erev. Lo Shanu, Ela B'ilan Ha'omed Chutz L'Ibura Shalir. That's only if you have a tree, mamish, in the middle of nowhere. It's not within the Ibura Shalir. What's the Ibura Shalir? Ibura Shalir is, as we mentioned, where is the Tchum Shabbos measured from? It's not measured from the outside of my house. It's measured from the outside of my city. What's the outside of the city? What if you have basically where most of the people in the city live, but then you have a couple of houses on the outskirts? So are the outskirts included in the tchum of the city? So we mentioned later on, the Mishnayos and the Gemara mentioned that as long as the house is within 70 and two-thirds amos from the previous house of the city, so then that other house is also included in the city, and the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amos, start from outside that. That's called the Ibur Shalir, the pregnant part of the city. That means that with the outside part of the city. So says Rava, when do we say that if the Erev is above 10 Tvachim in a tree, it's not a good Erev because it's not called in your Rishus? That's only if you have a tree in the middle of nowhere. It's not within an Ibura of a city. Aval Ilan Ha'omid B'toch Ibura Shalir. But if you put the Erev in a tree that's within the Ibura Shalir, so Rashi explains, what's the Metzias here? What do you mean? If it's within the Ibura Shalir, so what are you making an Erev for? You know, you don't need an Erev then. So Rashi explains, no. There's a city that's beyond 2,000 Amos of your city, and that's where you want to go. But within those 2,000 Amos, there's another city, and within that city's Ibura, you put the tree. The tree's there, and you put the Erev in that tree. So it's going to help you get to the other city, the third city, but it's within an Ibura Shalir. It's within the pregnant area, the outside area of a different city. So it says, Rava, there, afilu malo me'asara, hareza Erev. Even if it's above 10 tefachim, it's still a good Erev. Isn't it a daraisa to get that Erev? You have kavana to be Kodesh Visa on the ground, Rishus Arabim, and you're going to be getting it for Rishus on top. So it says, Rabba the Chiddush, Demasa Kaman Demalya Dami. No, the city is as if, as long as it's within the city, it's as if the city is filled with dirt, and it's as if you're standing, if you have kavanah to be Kodesh Visa on the ground, but tough luck, the ground is full of dirt, all the way up until the top of the mechitzas, as if you're standing on top of those walls, and therefore you're in the same rishus. In other words, Rashi explains here, this is a special kula regarding Erev Tchumen, that if your Erev is put in a place, even if it's high up, but it's within the jurisdiction or the area of a city, of an enclosed place, so therefore you're allowed to view it for Hilchas Erev Tchumen as if it's all filled up with dirt, so you're as if you're standing on top of that dirt and you're within the same Rishus as your Erev and you're able to use it. Obviously, says Rashi, and the Rashi also expands, that's still called the Rishus HaYachad, in terms of if you take it from there onto the street, you're going to be Chayiv Midaraisa, you're going to be Chayiv a Karban if you do that Midrabanan. We're not changing it on a Daraisa level, but at least for Hilchas Erev Tchumen, Midrabanan, we're allowed to view the city as if it's filled with dirt. That is Shitas Rava. And therefore, if this tree can't be in the Ibur Shalir. Because once this tree is in the Ibur Shalir, there won't be any chilukim between how high it is. Because as if you're standing up there, very high. Important Rashi here, though. Rashi says, Demasa, Rashi and Demasa, Mitok Shihi Bukefes Yishu Mechitzas Ve'ena Magula, because it's surrounded by walls and it's not revealed in a big open place. Chazina la command demal yafra. It's as if it's filled with dirt. Vavi command in iskavi lishmos labal bayasara. It's as if you had kavana to be shoveis up above. Vyafa gadi bar lachachil lobais a shakel, as we just said. Even though if you want to take it from there, you really can't. Daha ilam rishus a yachin, metachim rishus a rabim. But chazina labakam shvi saso. Ki ilu hi gavola mavi. Fine. What does Rashi start off by saying? Because it's surrounded by walls, so you can see as if it's filled with dirt. The pashas of the Gemara, is that what seemed like Rashi? What's the pashas of the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't sound like, and this is what the other Rishonim point out, Tosfos here points out, it doesn't sound like it has to be surrounded by walls. In Ibur Shalir, what does that usually mean? A house on the outskirts of the city, outside the walls. What's Rashi talking about? Ibur Shalir, that's never inside the walls. And inside the walls, that's not going to be called an Ibur Shalir. That's going to be the regular part of the city. So the Ritva here quotes Rashi, that it sounds like from Rashi that this whole din of viewing the city, viewing the area as if it's enclosed with dirt, and you're standing on top of it, this big kula regarding Erev Tchumen, it sounds like from Rashi that it has to be within Mechitzas. But how do you fit that with Ibur Shalir? That's why other Rishonim say, it doesn't have to be within walls. It has to, as long as it's within what's classified as a city, even the Ibura is as if it's filled with dirt, even if there are no walls around it. But it sounds like from Rashi that it has to be enclosed with walls. So the Ritva says, it's a difficult, we have to say as follows. Even though the Ibur Shalir is not surrounded by walls, Kivan the Ibur Shalir kol ir, it must be that Rashi holds it the following, that because the Ibur Shalir is considered the city, it's as if the mechitzas bend out. Uk'ilu ha-mechitzas hein dofen akuma shemisakemes ha-Ibur Shalir. It must be that halachically, according to Rashi, it's as if the walls, even though the walled city is here and the house is all the way out there, because if this did to apply, if Rashi seems to hold that it has to be surrounded by walls, it's as if the walls go all the way out as well. Okay, but that's what you have to say for Rashi, because Ibur Shalir doesn't have a wall around it. Okay, you just have to make that hosafa when you're explaining Rashi.
Is this tree in a real Rishus Rabim
Daraisa? Is the tree in a real Rishus Rabim Daraisa? Yes. It's a real Rishus Rabim Daraisa.
It's in the middle of nowhere. It
doesn't sound like it's in a real Shalir. So why? I mean, remember, according to Rebbe, okay, according to Rashi Shita of Rishus Yah. So okay, we had the Shita, I think it was the Ramana, the Ritva, Bedas Rashi from later on, that if it's a city that goes in between, if it's a street that goes in between cities, that even if it doesn't have 600,000, it's also Rishus Yah Daraisa. But either way, I mean, it has to be talking about a Daraisa, because unless Shita's Rebbe says it's Mutter anyway. Right, so it has to be whatever the Messiah is, it has to be in Rishus Ram Daraisa. But this is another kula that, at least regarding Hilchas Erev Tchumen, because it's Darabanan, you're allowed to view the city as if it's all filled with dirt. Continues the Gemara. Ihachi, but if this is true, that every area that you have, as long as it's called the Ibur Shalir or Rishus HaYachid, so then you're allowed to put the Eruv even above 10 Tvachim, because it's as if that whole area is filled with dirt all the way up. I have an even bigger kula, says the Gemara. Even if it's in the middle of nowhere, it's in the outside the outskirts of a city, still it should be mutter to put it above 10 Tvachim. Why? Kivan to Amar Rava, since Rava says later on, whoever puts their Eruv somewhere has four Amos. The Gemara there later on, where does Rava say this? In the context that you put the Erev on the edge of the Tchum, and what happens if somehow it rolls out of the Tchum? And you go to the edge of the Tchum and you're expecting it to be there, but it's 2 Tvachim out of the Tchum. So if it's 10 Tvachim out of your Tchum, forget it. You lose, right? It can't work for you. But says Rava, if it's 2 Tvachim out, it's still okay. Or let's say you walk 2 Tvachim out of your Tchum by mistake. We mentioned it once before, that let's say if by mistake you walk outside your Tchum, you didn't realize it. Remember that story that somebody came to Rabbi Akiva, one of the Tanaim, the bottom of Chavtes Baral. Somebody came to Rabbi Meir and he says, I use onions. Rabbi said, you can't move, right? Because if you go outside your Tchum, you can't go anywhere. So Rabbi said, no, you have Dalan Amos. Your Erev has Dalan Amos and you have Dalan Amos from wherever you are. So if even if it goes outside the Tchum, two Amos, it's still okay. So says Rabbi, says the Gemara here, if you view all Rosh Hashanah as if they're filled with dirt, and therefore it can be all the way up. So even chutz libur shalir, even if the Erev is in the middle of nowhere on top of a tree, it still should be mutter. Why? Because every Erev has its dalet amos to be called its makom, and therefore that makom at least should be filled as if it's filled with dirt going all the way up. So even if it's chutz libur shalir, it should be mutter. Again, keep it abar rava. Doesn't Rabbi Yishlo Arbabos have you rishus ayachin rishus ayachin ola al rakia? So even if it's outside the Ibur Shalir, it should work. And again, Rashi emphasizes not to be called a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Midaraisa, that you wouldn't call it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid carrying from there to outside to a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But le'inyan, this din, at least it should be filled with dirt. So says the Gemara in Achinami. The Gemara accepts this. And so what's the case? Lamaisa, what's the case of the Mishnah where if you put the Erev in a tree above 10 Tvachim, it's called, you're in a different Rishus, and therefore your Erev doesn't work? We've just said, if it's an Ibur Shalir, it's as if it's in the same Rishus. Even if it's outside the Ibur Shalir, it's as if it's in the same Rishus. Because every Erev has Dalet Amos. So says the Gemara, this is the case of the Mishnah. Amr Vishav Reder of Misharshi, Hacha Be'ilan Hanote Chusla Arba Amos Askinon, Viniskavin Lishbos Be'ikaro. And there's a picture of this. We're back to the picture book. In picture number 162, you have a tree where you have kavana to be konish shvisa at the base of the tree, at the root of the tree, at the stump of the tree. But your Erev is 4 amos away from you because the branch goes all the way out, and your Erev is not only 10 tvachim above you, but it's more than 4 amos away from you. So that's why Rav's din doesn't apply. We said, oh, within 4 amos, it's as if it's filled with dirt. No, this Erev is outside of 4 amos. So all the way at the edge, on the top edge of that tree over there, and therefore, that's why you wouldn't be able to get it if it's above 10 tvachim. What about if it's less than 10 tvachim? What about if it's right 4 amos far, but it's less than 10 tvachim? So then Rashi here explains, then you would be able to get it, right? Because that's the chiluk of the Mishnah. Less than 10 tvachim would be mutter. Why would it be mutter? Still more than 4 amos away from you. So Rashi explains, no. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it's a karmelis. It's in a karmelis. And to get from a karmelis to a Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah is only in a drabanan. So you could get it. You could get it from the Carmelis down to the street. Let's say that's one drabana, but now it's sitting in the street. So you take it pachos vidalan amos. Then you walk very small steps and keep stopping to get it to you. That's also a drabanan. That's also a drabanan, and therefore Rebbe would allow it. So that's why only if it's above 10 tvachim and more than 4 tvachim out. The Gemara just says umayla malo umayla mata. The Gemara says, but the language of the Mishnah doesn't fit in so well, though, if this is the pshat. Because Rashi explains here, lamala and lamata are usually the words that are used if you have one item and something above on the item and below on the item. But what did we just say? We're talking about a branch that goes across. A branch that goes across, so a higher branch above 10 tvachim and a lower branch below 10 tvachim. The Mishnah should have used the terms gavoha and namuch. Higher and lower. Those are two words that would be used when you're talking about two different branches. Lamala and lamata sound like it's one branch, and it's higher on the branch and lower on the branch. So says the Gemara, you're right, it is one branch. The Hader Zakif. We're talking about a branch which goes, and this is the exact picture, it goes out 4 amos straight, and then after the 4 amos, then it slants up. So that's how the Mishnah could use the terms lamala and lamata, because it is talking about one item, one branch. Asks the Gemara, v'ha'i ba'i ma'isi lo derech olav. Oh, I have another way, that even if it's above 10 tefachim, it still should be mutter. Why? Because maybe it's, again, it's above 10 tefachim, and it's 4 amos across, away from you. So it says the Gemara, I have a way for you to get it, in a mutter midaraisa way. What happens? You should go, picture 163 on top. You could go up in the tree, which remember is an Issa Drabanan, so according to Rebbe, you'll be mutter. You could go up in the tree and take the bread, kick the Erev, and go across. And all the way across, you're still in that Rosh HaSayachid. So if you're still in that Rosh HaSayachid, so you haven't violated anything with that right. So it should be a good Erev. Again, it's only Ki'ilu as if you did a Drabanan. That is, if you could do a Drabanan to get up in the tree. But, and you'll take the Erev across. So says the Gemara, no, that's also no good. Kisharabim Makasvin Alav. The case in the Mishnah that we're talking about, again, we're minimizing the case. What's the case in the Mishnah that above 10 tefachim is asur? It's a case where you have a tree, and your Erev is on the branch outside of 4 amos above 10 tefachim, and it's a case where under that branch where the tree is, Rabbi Makasim Alav. What does that mean? Now you look in the next picture 164, the branch underneath where your Erev is a place where the public puts its bundles to rest. They put its bundles there, so therefore it's used as a Sidei Rosh HaRabim. It's used as Rosh HaRabim area. Ukidu Ula, as Ula says, Domar Ula, Amud Tisha Rosh HaRabim, Rabim Makasim Vazark, Vanochal Gabav Chayiv. That type of area where people would rest their bundles in a Rosh HaRabim is also called a Rosh HaRabim. And what do we know by a Rosh HaRabim? The airspace of Rosh HaRabim goes 10 tefachim up. So if you look here, the suggestion was to take the air of a cross on top in the tree, but we're talking about a case where you can't do that, because the airspace that you're going to have to go through is Rosh HaRabim. Right, you see where the bundles are, so the picture shows beautiful data lines to go up. So you would have to go through a Rishus HaRabim in order to get it. And Rashi quotes the Gemara we had in Masechta Shabbos, that we say Hoshata, not throwing, but taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, is Chayav Daraisa. So that's why, Lamaisa, that's going to be the Daraisa, that's not going to be allowed at Bein HaShemashos on Shabbos. Rebbe says Drabanans would be allowed. But this is a Daraisa, because you'd have to go through Rosh HaRabim in order to get it. So there are no options. So this is the case that's Asur in the case of the Mishnah. Again, above 10 Tefachim, more than 4 Amos out, and under the branch where your Erev is, there is a branch that has the status of Rosh HaRabim. Okay, we figured out the case of the Mishnah. Okay, period. Avir Rosh HaRabim, which picture are you talking about? No, but from where the Rosh HaRabim starts there, you go up 10 tefachim. Because the Rosh HaRabim there is called, it's because of the branch. Right. That platform is called, that's Rosh HaRabim itself, and then you get another 10 from there. Okay, says the Gemara. My Rebbe and my Rabbanan. When we said on the Amud before, that Rebbe says anything Mishum Shvus, any Yisrael Rabbanan, again, not all Yisrael Rabbanan, certain Yisrael Rabbanan, a Bein HaShemashos or Mutter. So what's the context where Rebbe and the Rabbanan had that machlokas? The Tanya as follows. The Brisa says, Nasnu bi ilon lamala me'asar tefachim, ein eruv o'eruv, lamata me'asar tefachim, eruv o'eruv. If you put it above 10 tefachim, sounds like our Mishnah, it's not a good eruv. Under 10 tefachim, it is a good eruv. Va'asar litzlo. We're going to see this is all Shitas Rabbi. But above, under 10 tefachim, it is a good Erev, but by the way, you're not allowed to be no-tell it. Why? This is Shitas Rabbi, that anything at Bein HaShemashos doesn't ruin your Erev. Right? Anything, the Chol Davar, Shum Yishim Shvus, Lo Gozal Bein HaShemashos, not Gozal Yishim Bein HaShemashos. Rabbi says, Lamaisa, it's us it's time to do it, but it doesn't ruin your Erev. Your Erev is halachically considered in your Rishus, because Ki'ilu, you're able to do it. But you shouldn't be doing the Issur Drabanan, the Lamaisa, in the first place. B'toch Shlosha, Rebbe continues that if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, Mutter Litzlo, then it's for sure Mutter to take, because that's as if it considered it's on the ground. Lavud. Nasnu B'kalkala, you're not even Lavud, it's just considered Mechubar, because it's within 3 tefachim. Nasnu, the second case that Rebbe talks about, Nasnu B'kalkala V'tzlo B'ilan, let's say you put it in a basket and hung it on the tree. There's a picture of this also in 165. Afilu lamala me'asar tefachim eruvo eruv. Even if the basket is above 10 tefachim, which Rebbe had just said if it's above 10 tefachim, I agree that it's asur, it's not a good eruv. Still, in a basket, it would be a good eruv. We're going to talk about it in depth what exactly is the case. Divrei Rebbe. That is Shitas Rebbe. So what did Rebbe say? Basically, two important principles, which the Gemara is going to talk about the other Shita, the Rabban, in a second. First, Rebbe says the same chiluk we said in the Mishnah. Above 10 tefachim is asur, your eruv is no good. Under 10 tefachim, your eruv is good. Number two, Rebbe says if you put a basket and the Erev in the basket, then even above 10 Tvachim, it's going to be a good Erev. Why that is, we'll see in a second. That is Shita's Rebbe. The Chachamim Omrim, Kol Makom Sh'asu Litvo, Ein Eruvo Erev. Says Chachamim, no, no, no. If you can't get it, even if only on a Drabbanan level, it's not a good Erev. This is the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe, that even if it's only Asami Drabbanan, at Pein HaShmashas, it's not going to be a good Erev. Okay, so two discussions. One on Shita's Rebbe, and one on Shita's Shita of the Rabbanan. First on the Shita of the Rabbanan. Let's talk about it. The Rashba, we glossed over this yesterday, but it is a question that we have to deal with. That is, we said, you can't take your, if you put your Erev in the tree, you can't go get your Erev. Why? Because it's called Hishtamshus Be'ilon. It's called using the tree. Ask the Rashba, why is it using the tree? Taking something off of a branch is using the tree? If a ball gets stuck in a branch, so we're going to see what we paskin, but taking something, you have your jacket hanging on a branch. Taking the jacket off the branch, that's called using a tree, and that's included in the Issa Drabanan of Histamshus Be'ilon on Shabbos. What's using the tree? Only climbing? But says the Rashba. Just taking something, that's not using it. Okay, let's say putting your foot on top of the tree in order to tie your shoe. That's using the tree. You wouldn't be able to tie your shoe otherwise. That's using the tree. But just taking something off the tree, that's using the tree. What if I'm sure not to touch the tree? Says the Rashba, I don't understand it. So the Rashba gives three possibilities, and he rejects all of them. And he leaves it with Tzarech Iyun. Right, he says, I don't know why this is called Tashmish Be'ilon. He says, V'ra isi mishati reitz, t'kiva shenosim sham al das litzlo l'machar, hainu t'kor le mishtamesh. Since you put it there on al das to take it off tomorrow, that's called ishtamshus. He says, the Rashba, you didn't do anything on Shabbos. You put it there on Erev Shabbos. You're going to take it off on, again, my kasha, says the Rashba. Why is taking something off a tree called ishtamshus Be'ilon? V'yon batartzim, maybe because this tree is helping you with your Erev, it's called ishtamshus Be'ilon. Right, you put it there, so... So the Rashba says, no, so what? That's not called Ishtamshus Be'ilon because it's allowing you to have your Erev. When you put it there, there's no problem. You put it there before Shabbos. I don't understand this. You don't want to put your jacket on the floor. You should put it on the tree before Shabbos.
Yeah.
B'sheva al tase, you're being ishtamshus be'ilon?
No, then I take it off because I want to wear the jacket.
So the second that you take it off, so everybody agrees that while it's on the tree before I take it off, that's muta. I didn't do anything, right?
Right.
So the second that you take it off the tree, what, that's using the tree? You're getting benefit, meaning you don't have to bend all the way down to the floor. That's true. But is that mamish called ishtamshus be'ilon? That's going to be asur d'araisa, asur d'rabanan on Shabbos?
Yeah, so fuck that.
Okay, we'll get, that's what we're going to pass in the end. Yes. Oh, so says the Ritva, what Aaron just suggested, maybe one shot is that maybe the Chazal were worried that when you, many times when you have to get something from a tree, you lean on the tree. And that's the Shamshas Be'ilon, leaning on the tree. That's what he suggests. He quotes his Rebbe's question, the Rashba's question, and then he quotes all the Pralas, but he says, quotes all the answers and rejects them, and he says, V'anachol be'enai, d'achi isura mishun d'zimnin d'chishakolei d'shak... The zimnin chishakale. Many times when you take it, no sing gufosh al ha'ilan v'hu mishtamish bo. No, there are many times that you come to lean on it when you take it. Ah, gzera l'gzera. No, this is not gzera l'gzera. This is all one step. The gzera mishtamish b'ilan is whenever you might come to use it, and therefore you're right. If you would just take it meikar adin, that wouldn't be included. But here, many times Chazal said you can't even take it because many times when you take something, that would be called mishtamish b'ilan. Either way, whether we like this answer or not. This is what we paskin. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Vav, which is the discussion of climbing trees or grass, etc., on Shabbos, right? Remember, the climbing a tree on Shabbos and using a tree on Shabbos is asami drabanan mishum kotzer. Again, we've discussed that there's a Rav Shechter has an article about the difference between malachus drabanan and gzeiros drabanan. A gzeir is gzeira atu mishum. A malacha is you have malacha drabanan, malacha of the malacha daraisa of this. But if you do this, it's a drabanan form of doing the malacha. But here, like this is a malacha drabanan, gzeira drabanan of kotzer. Nobody. This is a great example of thinking climbing a tree. So I'm doing kotzer mi drabanan. I'm not doing that. I'm climbing a tree. So no, this is a gzeira drabanan. This is a gzeira that if you do this, you might come to cut. So the Rama says clearly, im heiniach sham chayfetz mi ba'od yom on the tree asulit lo misham shabbos. Whether we like the reasons or not, the Rashba didn't like this is called the shtamshus. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes Ritva Erevin. right here. Ubritilatza Mishtami should be Elon. Bahatam, we should debakal Yava Adezel, he shine a love, oh al echad mea nafa. It's very easy. So therefore, that's what we paskin. Any usage of trees on Shabbos, as long as it's above three tvachim. As we're gonna, we just saw in our Gemara. Under three tvachim, let's say it's a, you're tying your shoe on a tree stump that's less than three tvachim from the ground. That's called the ground. That's not called usage. But anything above three tvachim, we paskin is called Hishamshas be Elon, and therefore it would be Asur. That is one discussion within Shitas, the Shita of the Rabbanan. Below three tvachim, you can put something on. Right, you can hang a hammock below three tvachim. You know how low that is. That's like you're hitting the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But below. But again, no, but we mentioned by a hammock, as long if you have a couple steps removed, it's also mutter. If you hang the hammock on a nail.
On the branch.
Oh, mamish on the branch, if it's under three tvachim, it's mutter. Yeah, because that's not called the tree. That's called the ground. What be your problem with breaking a tree? If you put something on top of a tree, and that might cause it to break in a chidami. But I guess you don't always do that. You usually put it down on a solid place. That is, yeah.
By sukkah,
you can't use that was Menachem's daf on Yontif. No, you can't use a you can't put a sukkah in a tree where you're gonna have to climb the tree to get there. That was what was aser. But using a tree as a wall, we said, is mutter. As we say, and also that gets into Mrs. Lalhenes a little bit. Good. And one now a discussion a little bit within Shita's Rebbe. So what did we discuss the past couple of days about Shita's Rebbe? Anything that's Aser Midi Rabbanan and Bein HaShmashos is not Aser Bein HaShmashos. Anything that's Midi Rabbanan is not Aser Bein HaShmashos. The Rishonim here just ask a question from a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah that we say, Nuskh Ashkenaz says in Baba Malikin. What does the Mishnah say? Gimel Dvarav Zorach, Adam Omer, Vesach, 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 Shabbat, Chashecha. The Mishnah Shabbos, Lama Dalet. Three things you have to say in your house, Erev Shabbos, Isayatim, Maratim, Maliku, Asan Er. But then it says, Savi Chashecha, Savi Gaine Chashecha. Let's say it's Bein Ashmashas. Savi Chashecha, Savi Gaine Ein Ma'aser Nesavada. You can't be Ma'aser. You can't take up Chumus or Ma'aseris. Vein Matilan is a Kalim. And you can't be Tovel your Kalim. Vein, right? Vein Maliku, Asan Er. That's a Daraisa. But what does the Mishnah here say? Is Bein Ashmashes, you can't be Tovel your Kalim, you can't be Mafishim or Meisers. Those are Durabanans. Right? Being Tovel your Kli is Bonem Midaraisa, that's a Durabanan. So this Rebbe, but Rebbe just said that the Varim Sha'asr Midrabanan are not Asr Bein Ashmashes. So what's an easy answer? What? Well, those are not easy answers. Those are more Lundus answers. But what's an easy answer? Rebbe's against the Mishnah. That's what Rashi says. This Mishnah is holding that the even stuff that's Asr Durabanan is Asr Bein Ashmashes against that Mishnah. That's a simple answer. But other Rishonim don't want to suggest that, because this is Rebbe Yudanasi. So the Stam of the Basis is against Rebbe? Could be Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. But there are other answers given. Yeah. So maybe there's a Rambam. There's a Rambam that quotes Rebbe in a certain way, and the Mefarshim, the Magen Mishnah, others say he's answering this kasha. That's why he quotes it in a certain way. And this is very halacha lamaisa, meaning doing isurei drabanan during Bein HaShmashos, or even asking a guy. That's where it comes up even more. Asking a amir la'akum b'shas Bein HaShmashos. So when the Rambam quotes Rabbi Yehuda Anasi in, what's Rabbi Shita in Erev in Perek Vav Halacha Tes, Aval miskavim lishmos b'rishas ayachid, o b'rishas arabim, v'hi niyech yivruvo b'karmelis, o shneskavim lishmos b'karmelis, v'hi niyech yivruvo b'rishas ayachid, b'rishas arabim, meaning some isurei drabanan has to be violated, harei ze Erev. It's okay. Why? Shebishas kediyas Erev, shehu Bein HaShmashos, at the moment of Bein HaShmashos, mutter lahotzi ulahachnis, mikol achas mishtei harishuyos. Le Carmelis, right? You could go from either one to a Carmelis, or vice versa, lidvar mitzvah. Shekol davar shehumi divrei sofrim, lo gozer ulah Bein HaShmashos, bimakam mitzvah, o bishas hatzchak. So the first Rambam Mishnah says that's the pshat of the Rambam. He's trying to answer the kasha. What's the difference between the Mishnah in Shabbos Lama Dalet and Rebbe Shita? Rebbe's talking about L'shei Mitzvah, and we paskin. The assumption is, according to Rebbe, that you're only allowed to set an ear of tchumen for a dvar mitzvah. Let's say I want to go hear a shir in the next city. Let's say I want to go do a mitzvah bigger home in the next city. Then I can set an ear of tchumen. All these cool is an ear of tchumen. What's I want to go there to the next city for a dvar rishus? I want to just go hang out with my friends. So then you're not allowed to set the Erev Tchumen. It doesn't work, all these coolers, though, many coolers that we mentioned. So that's the second answer. But the mission in Shabbos, not Lutzorach Mitzvah. That's the second answer to the question. Either the mission is against Rebbe, or Lutzorach Mitzvah, not Lutzorach Mitzvah. Yeah, you want to say something? Taking off Meiser is that you are performing a mitzvah, so you might argue and say, but that mitzvah is a matir. By nature, it's more of a matir than a mitzvah. It's allowing you to now eat your tevel. Yes, we've had a discussion whether we discussed before the Taz in Yeridea, the Siman Aleph, Is there a mitzvah to take off Shabbos Maisos even if you're not going to eat? So my colleague between the Taz and Rabbi Kivega there about the Taz says, sure there is. Sure there is, yeah. Even if you have no intention. So according to him, it's a real mitzvah. But according to others, maybe it's a matir. Maybe that's why, even if, or you could even say, even if you're doing a mitzvah, it's not what Sorach mitzvah. Might be a difference between the two. But I think the Ritva quotes the Ravid with the third answer, which I think if you went to hear the answer, you're like, oh, that's the answer. Right? What does the Ravid say? The Ravid in the Ritva here is quoting, he quotes these other answers. What does Rebbe say? What does Rebbe say? That called Rabbi Bishim Shvus, lo gazer ben Hashmashus, and therefore it's a good Erev. Says the Ravid, Rebbe never said you could do Isuri the Rabbanan, Isuri ben Hashmashus. You know what Rebbe said? That it's a good Erev if all you would have to do is an Issa the Rabbanan. It's Ke'ilu, it's in the same Rashus. But Rebbe never says you could do the Isser. The Mishnah Shabbos says you can't do Isuri the Rabbanan ben Hashmashus. Rebbe agrees to that. What's this? When does the Gemara use his principle? When you're doing the Ke'ilu. Ke'ilu, is it in the same Rishus as yours? If you only would have to violate. And Issa Drabana, is it the same Rishus? That's what the Rabbi says. Shlomi de Rebbe Lazos Maisa Bishmus Drabana Beda Shmashus. Elisha Al Gabi Al Yal Shal Gabi Erev Hikilu Ladunu Ke'ilu Yachal Lazos Kane. Kedei Shlo Lipsole Ruva Bakach. V'yal Adera Chazeh Amr B'Gemara B'Shmaitzin B'Chol Dukka. Dok V'Tishkach. Vafiva Bahalo itir kol Hashusim. He says, Dok Vitishkach, right? That always means go Dok Vitishkach, you know, go and search, figure it out, and that's the answer. Once you hear this answer, that's the pshat. Because the Gemara never says that, you know, the other answer is also good. But this answer is like, yeah, Rebbe never said it. It's Ke'ilu. It's not Mahamish the Issa Drabanan. Okay, those are three answers. So we have one discussion within the Chachamim about is this really a Shamshas Bilan? One discussion within Rebbe, how do you work Rebbe with the Mishnah in Shabbos? Fine. So this is where the let's get back to the Gemara. Rebbe Shita, remember Rebbe had said two things in this brisa. Number one, that the chiluk between above and below 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim it's not a good Erev. Below 10 tefachim it is a good Erev. Number two, if you put it in the basket and you put the basket above 10 tefachim, then it's a good Erev, even though it's above 10 tefachim. So first the Gemara wants to figure out what are the Rabbanan arguing on? The Rabbanan say, no, if you can't take it from there, it's Aser. The Chamahai, which line of Rebbe are the Chacham arguing on? Ilema Seifa, if they're arguing on the Seifa, meaning the case where Rebbe says about the basket. Rebbe says if your Erev's in the basket above 10 Tefachim, it's Mutter. The Chacham say, no, you can't take it from the basket. So therefore, it would be Aser. So Leila Ksabi Rabbanan Sadan Asurin. If that's the case, then what are the Rabbanan in effect saying? You can't take something not only from a tree, you can't even take something from the basket next to a tree. That's called Sadan of a tree, as we had in Masech HaShabbos. So do they really hold that's Aser? We do pass in this Aser. We pass in stud in her mutter. But if they pass in this Aser, why didn't there's a discussion we had in Masech HaShabbos, Machlokas Tanoim, about whether Sadin are Aser or not. Rashi says, but here you have a Rabbanon that would say it's Aser. So then you would have a rove against the Mia. We would know what to pass in. Pashut. But the Gemara there didn't bring this in. So it didn't. So it must be there are no Rabbanon in a Mishnah or a Brisa that hold Sadin are Aser. So says the Gemara, the Rabbanon can't be arguing on this, on that Seifa. They probably wouldn't agree to Rebbe in that case, Mutter. Because the Koresta would be a Raya that's Sadin, or a Surin, Se'ela Aresha. So fine, the Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan are on the first case. But Hai Ilan Heichidam. Now the Gemara says, what type of tree are we talking about? How wide is it on top? E the Wesley Arba, Machab Turhu. If it's not four Tzvachim wide, then it's a Machab Tur above 10 Tzvachim. So how could Rebbe say in the Reisha? What did Rebbe say in the Reisha? If it's above 10 Tzvachim, it's Aser. What do you mean? If it's not four Tzvachim wide, it's a Malkum Tur up there. So then you should be able to take the Erev from there, even if it's above 10 Tzvachim. Why would Rebbe say Aser in the Reisha? So it can't be that case. But if it's four Tzvachim wide, then you're stuck in the Seifa. Why? Because if it's four Tzvachim wide and 10 Tzvachim high, then it is a Rishus HaYachid, then who cares if you put a basket? Who cares if you put it in a basket and put it on the tree itself? It's still in a Rishus HaYachid, and that would be a Daraisa to get it down, and therefore it should be Aser. So in Manavshach, what's the case talking about? In the above 10 Tzvachim case, that's the case that we're trying to figure out. In the above 10 Tzvachim case, if it's not four Tzvachim wide, then it's a Makom Ptur, and it should be Mutter, even above four Tzvachim. If it is four Tzvachim wide, then it should be Aser, even in the basket case. So what's the case? So it says, Ravina, my Havi Amar Ravina, Reisha de Esbearba, Seifa de Esbearba. Oh, simple. The Reisha, the case where Rebbe makes a chilek between above and below, four Tzvachim, that's Islay Arba. So therefore, it's a Rishus HaYachid above four, because it's Islay Arba and it's above 10. That's why it's Aser, if it's above four. And below 10, it's Mutter, because it's in a Carmelis. What about the case of the basket? We're talking about a very specialized case. What's the case? Seifa de Esbearba. By itself, The tree or the pole is not four tefachim wide. But the kalkala mashlimto la'arba. The basket itself, and turn, there's a picture of this in 166, the basket is mashlim, the shear of four tefachim wide. So once the basket is there, now it's four tefachim wide, and it is a rishus hayachin. Why does that help? The following, Rebbe Savalak, Rebbe Meir, Savalak, Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe holds like two shitos, one which we've had before, and one which we haven't had before. Why do you have to say that's this case? And remember, what did Rebbe say? Even above 10 tefachim, this is going to be mutter. What do you mean? It's four tefachim wide now. It should be its own rishus. No. Let's continue. Savalak, Rebbe Meir, the Amar Chokagin Lahashlim. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir, who says Chokagin Lahashlim. Right? We had this discussion in Hilchas Mezuzah a couple of weeks ago, where you have the arch and you need a certain area in the doorway to be called a doorway for Hilchas Mezuzah. Rebbe Meir Shita was Chokagin Lahashlim. You can chisel out. You can see as if it's chiseled in order to be Mashlim the Shear. So number one, Rebbe holds Chokagin Lahashlim, and therefore in our picture, it's as if that pole in 166, as if that pole is chiseled out, so it's as if your rishus is one big rishus. It's not like you just have a basket on the side, but that whole area on top is called a one rishus, a four tefachim. V'savalak Rebbe Yehuda, why do you need that four tefachim rishus? Because Rebbe also holds like Rebbe Yehuda, da'amar bein an erev agabe makom arba v'leka. You have to put your erev down on a makom dalad al dalad. That is Shita Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe holds that way. So let's talk about this for a minute. So what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said if it's in a basket, it's mutter. So this is the case. Why is it mutter? So says the Gemara, explains to this Rebbe, the case is you put it in a basket above 10 tefachim, it's mashlim the shear. And therefore, it is its own shear, but it's still mutter. Why is it mutter? Why did it have to come up with that case? Because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, it has to be in a makam dalad al dalad. So that's the only way it could be a good Erev. But then it's the Rishus HaYachid. So if it's a Rishus HaYachid, how can you get it down? No, that's the other point that Rashi here adds in. And that is, it's not a real Rishus HaYachid. Because this Rishus HaYachid is only four tefachim up top. And under it, it's very skinny. It's not four tefachim below it. And therefore, it's not going to be called a real Rishus HaYachid in terms of your taking it from there. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. What about Gudasik? It's called a Rishus HaYachid enough in terms of Rabbi Yehuda's requirement of 4x4 tefachim, but it's not called the Rishus HaYachid that they can ask for you to take from. That is why Rebbe says that if it's in the basket, even above 10 tefachim, it's going to be mutter. My Rebbe Yehuda, we'll get to Seth's question in a couple of lines. Where's this Rebbe Yehuda who says that it has to be on a place that's makom? Your erev always has to be on a makom arba. The following, the Tanya, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, no, it's kol Rishus Harabim. If you stuck a pole into Rishus Harabim, v'hi niyach eruvo aleha gavoa yud v'rachav adalid, and you put your erev on it on the top. If the pole is four tefachim high and ten tefachim high and four tefachim wide, eruva eruv, then it's good. V'im lav, and if not, ain eruva eruv, then it's not a good eruv. The Gemara here at this point thinks that what do you mean if not? If it's less than ten tefachim high, it's not a good eruv. So ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Adarabba, who be eruv b'makom echad? If it's less than ten tefachim high, then for sure it should be a good eruv, because then it says if it's in Rishus Harabim with him. So Gemara said, no, you misunderstood. Elahachi kamar, gavoa asara, if it's within four tefachim high, so you have a chiluk within that. Sarach shedehei, barosha arba. It has to be four tefachim wide on top, because that's what Rebbe Yehuda requires. And if it's not four tefachim on top, that's when it's not a good Erev. But a yes, true, ain gavoa asara, but if it's not ten tefachim high, ain sarach shedehei, barosha arba. So then it does not need four, because as if it's on the ground. If it's on the ground, so then it's in the same rishus as the person. Period. So that's where Rebbe Yehuda is. Come on, who is this whole discussion like? This is Seth's question. Who said what we said? Hey, come on. Rebbe in this brisa, we just explained the saying that what? That this basket was mashlim the shear, so it's dalad tefachim on top, but it's not, so it's a rishus hayachid le'inyan, putting it on a makam dalad al dalad, but it's not called a rishus hayachid down below. But what do you mean, Seth asked? What about good asik, right? We've said many times that if you have a rishus hayachid up in the air, that's four tefachim wide and ten tefachim high, so it's as if the walls shoot up and shoot down. So it is a rishus hayachid underneath. So it must be Rebbe's not holding like that, the Gemara suggests. Come on, the local Rebbe Yosef Bar Yehuda. It must be against Rebbe Yosef Bar Yehuda. The Tanya Rebbe Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer, because Rebbe Yosef Bar Yehuda said in a brisa, no, it's kind of rishus harabim v'niach barosha traskal. Let's say you stick a pole in rishus harabim and you put a basket on top of it. Picture 167. You put a basket on top of the pole. V'zarek v'nachal gabav, and you throw something into that basket from rishus harabim. Chayv it's chayv mid'oraisa, because that's a rishus yachid. Good asik mechitzis. So it must be Rebbe doesn't hold like that. So the Gemara said, no, maybe there's a difference. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe, and fundamentally, our Rebbe holds good asik and good achis, and therefore the wolves would shoot down. But this case is different. Hasam hajin mechitzta, hachalu hajin mechitzta. Over there, in 167, in the Brice of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, saying good asik is easy because you go straight down. And the pole is in the middle. And once you shoot the walls down, the pole is encircled. And therefore, that's why good asik would work. But in the earlier case, what do you have to say? No, you have this basket stuck on the side. And as Rashi explains this Gemara, first you have to say chokagin lahashlim. First you'd have to hollow it out. And then you'd be able to say good asik that you don't say. Why? Because you don't say two halacha moshe b'sinais. You only say one halacha moshe b'sinai, you don't say two halacha moshe b'sinais. So that's why even he would agree to good achitz by itself if it's totally surrounding the pole. But if it's only on the edge there and you have to say chokagin lahashlim and then good asik, you wouldn't say it. Right, we have to remember when we do this. That's what Rashi says. You don't say two halachos moshe b'sinais. We have to remember though on daf tes. Remember, we had on daf tes. We had you might not say lavud and chabot kamashlon. You do. So the Gemara there, we had said you do say two halachos moshe b'sinais. Remember, we had the case. Remember, to the lechi in the Korah days, you have a board on top of the opening of your mavui. It's too short and too high. So the Gemara said you're allowed to say chabot, which means bring it down, and lavud, go across. The Gemara said, you do say to Allah, Moshe B'Sinai. So what's the difference? So he mentioned there, Tshuva, Rebbe Kiva Eger, explaining Iran in Sukkah, that said, no, what does it mean you can't say to Allah, Moshe B'Sinai? You can't say to Allah, Moshe B'Sinai if you have to say one in order to say the other one. If you have to say one in order for the other one to get off the ground, so that's when you don't say to Allah, Moshe B'Sinai. But two Allah, Moshe B'Sinai that work independently, that would be fine. So over there, they were working independently. Chabot and Lavud, you can say them separately. But here, you have to say Kogin and Lahashlim in order to say good ach is a good asik. That's why you don't say to Allah Moshe Misinais here. Because one would have to build off of the other one, and that's why it would be a problem. That is all, that's pshat of Hajj Mechista and Lo Hajj Mechista. Let's do one more line. This was all, this Amud of Gemara was all Ravina. Ravina who explained what's the case in the Brisa that Rebbe says the basket is mutter. It's a case where it's not Dalid, and this is Mashlim to Dalid. Rabbi Yirmiya has a different answer to that whole question. If it's above, right, what was the Kasha? If it is for Tfachim, it's Rosh Hashanah Yachad Shabbat Arisa. If it's not for, it's Makab Torah, it should be mutter. So it says, Rabbi Yirmiya's second answer, Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, Shani Kalkala, Ho'ov Yachol and Toso Laviela Tochasara. No, a basket is different, because even if a basket is part of it, at least is above 10 tefachim, still you could swivel it and get it to within 10 tefachim. 168 in the picture, and you'd be able to take your Erev out within 10 tefachim. So that's why a basket cave is different. Though it's located, part of it at least is above, but you could get it to go below. And Tosfos here says, has two deyos, which we'll talk about at the beginning of Shir tomorrow, whether, remember the discussion we had in Masechet Shabbos of Eged Kli, Shmei Eged or Lo Shmei Eged. So we're going to relate that to Rabbi Yirmiya's answer. Rabbi Yirmiya is the second understanding of Shitas Rebbe in the Braisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's Shir was Zechon Ishmas, Moshe Shlomo Ben Yaakov.